Puget Sound Shrimp Fishery. This is a briefing.
Morning, Commissioners. My name is Bob Sizemore, and I'm the Puget Sound Shellfish Manager. Today, there's a briefing on the performance of the 2017 Puget Sound Shrimp Fisheries. This is an annual briefing that is required by Commission Policy C-3610. Going to page 2. Presentation outlined today are the key elements of the policy, performance and harvest of the 2017 Puget Sound commercial and recreational spot shrimp fishery, Region 1 West and 3 spot shrimp fishery, adjustments to last year's spot shrimp fishery, and performance and harvest of the 2017 Puget Sound commercial and recreational non-spot shrimp fisheries. Going to page 3, a little background. There are more than 80 species of shrimp that inhabit Washington waters. The four species pictured here are commonly harvested by recreational and commercial fishers. The pink shrimp is primarily targeted by the trawl fishery, dock shrimp by the pot and trawl fisheries, coon stripe by pot and trawl fisheries, and the spot shrimp by the pot fishery. Slide 4. A revised Puget Sound shrimp policy was adopted by the Fish and Wildlife Commission on December 15th of 2012. This policy provides for recreational and commercial fisheries that are consistent with conservation goals. The overall allocation objective for Puget Sound spot shrimp harvest is 70% recreational and 30% commercial, taking into account regional differences. The management strategy for Puget Sound non-spot shrimp pot fishery is at least 80% commercial and up to 20% recreational harvest opportunity of the state share of the quota. The management strategy for Puget Sound non-spot shrimp trawl fishery is to restrict commercial fishing to shrimp regions 1 and 3. I'm going to skip over slide 5. This starts the discussion of the spot shrimp fishery, and go to slide 6. So the Puget Sound spot shrimp management strategy is based on 6 management regions. The policy provides commercial and recreational opportunity in regions 1 and 3, regions 2, 4, 5, 6 are reserved for recreational opportunity only. Annual harvest quotas and regional state tribal harvest shares are established annually through co-management agreements. Between the state and tribe, this is slide 7, this graph shows state and tribal spot shrimp harvest between the years 2008 and 2017. The state is the gray bar and the tribal is the blue bar. The treaty tribes have not fully utilized their share of the quota. Harvest of spot shrimp has gradually increased over the last decade. Last year, in 2017, was a peak landing year for both state and treaty shrimpers. 309,000 pounds for the state harvest and 282,000 pounds for the tribal harvest. Slide 8. The policy target of 70% recreational harvest of spot shrimp in Puget Sound is being approached, but low recreational effort compared to the available quota in the San Juan Islands presents a challenge to reaching the target. In the last 2 years, recreational harvest was also reduced in Region 5, Hood Canal. The policy also establishes regional recreational allocation targets. So this table here shows region by region what the allocation target is. For example, in Region 1, the recreational target is 80%. And as you go across the table, you can see in 2015, we achieved 48%, in 2016, 75%, and in 2017, 75%. So So not only is there a Puget Sound-wide allocation of the harvest, but a region-by-region allocation of the harvest. And you'll notice also in regions 2, 4, 5, and 6, 100% of the quota is targeted by recreational harvesters. In region 1, it's 80%, and in region 2, 22%. So over time, over the last 3 years, we've improved that percentage of the overall target of 70% from 61% to 65% to up to 66% in 2017. And in 2018, we'll target that 70% allocation, hopefully a little closer than we have in the past. Going to slide 9, this shows the difference between recreational and commercial harvest of state spot shrimp between the years 2008 and 2017. So the Fish and Wildlife Commission shrimp policy was revised in 2012, and you notice on this chart the catch between recreational and commercial harvesters was roughly 50-50. Since then, the recreational harvest has increased proportionally higher than commercial harvest, approaching the 70% target set out by policy in 2017. Slide 10, next slide. This shows the value, the ex-vessel landing values for Puget Sound State commercial spot shrimp fishery between the years 2009 and 2017. So this is an unadjusted value amount, and it just shows the ex-vessel value reported on fish tickets for each of those years. You can see that over time, the value of the spot shrimp fishery has increased, reaching a peak of over $1 million in 2015. In 2017, the spot shrimp fishery ex-vessel value was $954,000. Next slide, slide 11. This shows the recreational harvest days in each of the regions, and region 1 is broken out into 1 west and 1 east. There's different management strategies between those two regions to try to reach those targets. So again, commercial harvest can occur in region 1 and commercial harvest can occur in region 3. In 2016, a strategy was used to better target summer recreational fishery in 1 west and region 3 by increasing limits from 80 to 100 shrimp. This strategy worked well to focus the recreational fishery in those areas, but reduced the number of days of fishing. This was fine-tuned last year to 120 shrimp.
Good, how are you? Did you play rugby last night? No backs and blues, no black eyes? I'm going to pay somebody to rip that thing on your
nose.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I was hearing some background. So last year, this was fine-tuned to 120 shrimp for the daily limit in 2017, and this provided some fishing into August, but had little effect on the number of days open. In South Puget Sound,
the conference is no longer in lecture mode. The conference is in lecture mode.
Okay. In Southern Puget Sound, Region 6, where quotas were much reduced, efforts were made to better align quotas with test fishing information. Next slide, 12. This shows in Region 1 West and Region 3 between the years 2013 and 2017 the amount of effort that goes in to these fisheries in the recreational fishery. So recreational boat counts are low in Regions 1 West and 3, and this declines seasonally through July, August, and September. So in order to reach our allocation quotas, we need to target May, June, and July for the recreational fishery to reach those proportions set out in policy. Next slide, 13. So the recreational fishery harvested Region 1 East quota in 16 days last year. Regions 3 and 1 West recreational daily limits were 120 shrimp, and the recreational fishery was open in Region 3 for 90 days and in Region 1 West for 72 days. Next slide. 14. So the fishery strategy for 2018 in Region 1 West and portions of Region 3 are they're open daily for recreational harvest. Spot shrimp daily limit will start at 80 shrimp in Region 1 West and 120 shrimp in Region 3 to spread effort over more days and provide that summer opportunity through August. Any unutilized recreational harvest shares in Region 1 West and 3 will be provided to the commercial fishery. Next slide, 15. We're transitioning from the spot shrimp fisheries to the non-spot fisheries. So the state non-spot shrimp trawl fishery, the quotas are shown here by region. This has been a limited entry fishery since 2001. There are 5 transferable permits, 4 have been active in the last 3 years. The fishery is restricted to regions 1 and 3 only. Treaty tribes up to this point have not participated in the trawl fishery. Trawl fishers are not allowed to retain spot shrimp. Because of the potential for take of ESA species, an observer program was initiated in 2011. Our observer data shows an increase in spot shrimp bycatch in 2013 and 2014. So one fisher decided to install an excluder device in 2015, and another trawler installed a device in 2017. So most of the non-spot shrimp quota is in the central and eastern strait of Juan de Fuca. Next slide on 16. This is a graphical representation of the excluder device. So to reduce the risk of spot shrimp bycatch, these devices have been installed. This shows fish species excluded, but it also works to exclude large spot shrimp. Looking at data from one vessel between when the excluder device was not installed and the following year when it was installed, it reduced bycatch from 11.9% to 3.8% in total bycatch. And it reduced the catch of spot shrimp from 9% of total catch down to 0.7% of total catch. So this excluder device and LED lights on the trawl have been very successful in reducing both bycatch and the catch of spot shrimp. Next slide is 17. So the state non-spot shrimp trawl fishery quota harvests are shown here between the years 2008 and 2017. The quota has remained unchanged at 817,000 pounds. So this is a fishery that is highly dependent on the market value of the pink shrimp, and it is a very marginal fishery as far as making it economically feasible. So this chart shows that there was pretty significant harvest in 2008, but because of the economics of this fishery, the quota has been underutilized for the pink shrimp fishery.
So.
Slide 18.
That's short term, phase one. Meat
the state non-spot shrimp.
Hey, Kurt.
Getting donations set up. Yep. Kurt. GMTV, that doesn't sound like they have any problem.
Kurt Hughes.
Continue future development work. We are starting to develop support the all or nothing approach.
Mr. Vice Chairman, with your bellowing voice, maybe you could ask people to go on mute who are not actually speaking.
Yes, if we could somehow knock off the noise so we can get our business done, that would be appreciated, whoever's doing it.
MT will write transactions.
Okay, I'll continue on. I just have a few slides left. So on slide 18, this shows the state non-spot shrimp. So there are 6 management regions. This has been limited entry since 2001. There's 18 transferable commercial permits valid for both non-spot and spot shrimp. Recent increases in participation by the treaty tribes, and there's been very little recreational effort in the non-spot shrimp fishery, averaging between 2,000 and 4,500 pounds over the last 10 years. Next slide is 19. This shows the state non-spot shrimp pot fishery quota and commercial harvest. So again, this quota is at present underutilized. The commercial fishery makes most of the non-spot landings. And recent recreational estimates, as it mentioned, range from 2,600 to 4,800 pounds. Next slide is 20. This is my summary slide. So in summary, the recreational shrimp fisheries were open in all of Puget Sound regions. Commercial fisheries occurred in regions 1 and 3 as per policy. Overall, the recreational fishery harvested 66% of the state spot shrimp quota in 2017. The policy defines an overall target of 70%. The recreational fishery was able to catch the spot shrimp quota in Region 1 West, and there was no transfer of recreational share to the commercial fishery in late August as in previous years. To target the overall 70% recreational harvest allocation and also provide opportunity to fish throughout the summer, daily spot shrimp limits in Regions 1 and 3 were set at 120 shrimp. In 2018, the daily spot shrimp limits in Regions 1 and 3 will likely be 80 shrimp per day in Region 1 and 100 shrimp per day in Region 3, respectively. Thank you.
Mr. Sizemore, this is Commissioner Carpenter. I have a couple of questions for you, if I may. Regarding that spot shrimp excess of value on the commercial side, about $1 million recently, how many active licenses participate in that? And then I have a second question when you're done, if I may.
So there's 18 active licenses.
Okay. All right. I've been told by staff, and I can't even name the person now, that the trend for 2018, I assume it's related to the recreational fishery, that either the catches and or the abundances are down approximately 30%. What is there some truth to that, or do you know yet?
Yeah, so there's regional differences, and this has been an interesting year in 2018, and I'm referring to this year rather than last year. Abundance
right.
have generally been up. In 2018, they're tending to follow normal trends. Test fishing has showed that there's, you know, the abundance is virtually unchanged. There's one exception in Hood Canal. The central part of Hood Canal saw a lower abundance of spot prawns in the central part of the canal, but a fairly typical abundance in the south part of the canal and the northern part of the canal. And we've seen that also reflected in harvest this year. Harvesters tend to be limiting out or getting good catches in the southern and northern part of Hood Canal, but not the central part of Hood Canal. Something interesting in South Sound is that our test fishing showed fairly normal abundance in South Sound, but when it came to harvest, there was much reduced harvest in South Sound. And so we're going to limit the fishery in South Sound to the 2 plant days and not continue that fishery.
Thank you. Thank you for the explanation.
You're welcome.
Any other questions?
Commissioner
okay.
McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. And thanks for the nice presentation. On a couple of the slides for non-spot shrimp, business, there's a horizontal dotted line that refers to the harvest quota. I didn't see a harvest quota for the spot prawn business, and so I wondered how the spot prawn quota is calculated. And you've got a lot of slides on the allocation between sport and commercial. We did receive some letters and some information prior to the conference call here about that. But there isn't a slide in here on percent of the quota taken. So I wondered if you could speak just very briefly on how you come up with the spot prawn quota and whether or not the full quota is being taken.
Okay. The spot prawn quota is calculated by test fishing for the spot prawns. So we have a pre-season and post-season test fishing to determine. One important part is the reproductive potential of the shrimp. So there's a reproductive index that we get. We get a general abundance from the test fishery. And so we can compare that from year to year, pre and post fishing. The other part of that quota setting is the actual harvest from previous years. So the state and treating managers together look at harvest and look at you know, the trends in harvest over the years and take that information together and decide what the quota should be for a given region or sub-region. So in the management plans, it's even more complex than I've laid out here. There's sub-regions within Region 3, there's sub-regions within Region 1, and also Region 2. So it's the quotas are divided up into the various small harvest management units that I really didn't represent here. Proportion-wise, most of the quota is in Region 3 for the spot prawns. About 120,000, and the second region in Region 1, it's about 100,000. Region 5 also has Hood Canal also has a very large quota. So those three regions have the majority of the quota. Quota is very small in Region 6, and also in Region 5, they're 11,000 pounds. Actually, 5,000 pounds in Region 6 and 11,000 pounds in Region 4. And then Region 2 has a quota of about 49,000 pounds. So it's divided up, it's divided up region by region, and by and large, Region 5 and Region 3 and Region 1 have most of the quota share.
Okay, any other comments or questions of Mr. Sizemore? Thank you very much for the presentation. Well done.